Bitterly disappointing. You know, we didn't perform to our standards and our capabilities that we've showed over the last, certainly over the last couple of months. And, you know, we always knew it was going to be a very tight game, very difficult game, but hands off or hat off to Barnsley. They were the better side today, and I feel the better side won. But we got to brush ourselves down now and concentrate on next year. And speaking from experience, where I've been in this position in the past after losing to Scunthorpe, it does hurt, but it will make us stronger. And one that there's, I've been so proud of such a young group of men and such a young group of players that have come into the side this year. And it's been a phenomenal experience, and it's been, you know, it's hard to put into words disappointment, but you know, it's a game of football, and we've got to concentrate now and lick our wounds and focus on next year.
It was very difficult for Neil almost immediately. He looked like he wanted to start with Byron Webster and then couldn't. So straight away, plans were changed before, you know, the game had kicked off.
It was a significant change, and one that we weren't actually planning for. I know Big Webby came off at the end of the Bradford game and was struggling, but he trained during the week and he looked good and stuff like that. So obviously,
those are some Barnsley players celebrating in the background. The significant difference in emotions between what Millwall are feeling at the moment and what Barnsley players are feeling at the moment.
It's you know, all hats off to them. They were the better side. It's you know, they're celebrating, they're enjoying their moment, and you know, Byron Webster being missing today was, I think, a key. You know, you could see from the first goal in the first few minutes there was a slight confusion that led to the goal, and that put us on the back foot early doors. But no, as I said, we learned from it. It's been a great experience, and we'll come back stronger for it.
And that seems to be what you're telling the players, what Neil Harris is telling the players as well. We'll come back stronger.
Absolutely. We're going to be better all around, team-wise, manager-wise, club-wise, everything. It's about galvanising us now and sticking together as a group and as a core and as a team. And, you know, we can be very proud of what we've done this year, and especially for the amount of young youth talent that has come through. You know, it's very promising for the club, and you know, I'm delighted for some of them young lads. It was a huge challenge for them today, and they would have gained a lot for it. They'll come back better players.
What about Neil Harris as well? Obviously such a hero as a player, and it must have hurt him so much more that he couldn't get this team back up into the championship.
Yeah, he was desperate for that, and I feel for Neil as well, because he's put in, you know, some huge hours into his first year as management, and as he said himself, you know, he'll come back better for it. And he's been fantastic amongst the lads, and everybody else has respected him and what he's actually gone on to achieve, and you know, especially his status within the club. And you know, it could have went one or two ways, especially, you know, the legacy he has built at the club, and that's fully deserved. And I think this only galvanises and strengthens his position.